the bottom of the Yomer. Man tane, three lines from the bottom. Man tane the whole midi the osim emele shapir domi. We had learned in the Mishnah that Beis Shamayim Beis Hillel Amoide, that one is allowed to put on a keiras beis abad, the heavy poles, heavy woods over the olives and over the grapes. Let us perhaps see Rashi in the Mishnah to remind ourselves exactly what pshat in the Mishnah is. Shetoyanin es hazeisen bekeiras beis abad, one that tzai beis shamayim, tzai beis hillel amoide, that one can put on the zeisim, the keiras beis abad, the heavy poles, veso anovim biguli beis hagas, biguli hagas, shloi hoyo oitzrim oisim begalgol kamoi shalonu. They didn't squeeze out the oil and the wine the way we do with the wheel. Elatainin oisim bekeiras kveidim. They used to put over the olives and the grapes heavy weights. Bahani the gas kori yegulim shoyu dafim ovim asuyim ki yegulim. These were very thick boards that were round. V'shovin shetainim oisam iboidyoy. So Saibe Shama and Saibe Silo, who have differences in opinion, what one is permitted to do right before Shabbos, but they both agree, shetainim oisam iboidyoy, you're allowed to put these boards over the zeisim and the yanovim, v'amashke hoylech v'zov kol ha-shabbos. And the liquids, the oil and the wine will drip out. U'begmore porich maishna d'loi pligi beishamai b'ho. Why doesn't beishamai disagree with Beis Hillel on this inyan? Umefarish, the Gemara says, Mishum di nami ovidlu b'shabes lekechi yivchatas. This we learned yesterday, that since if he would be soichet in Shabbos, he would squeeze it out in Shabbos, there's no chiyuvchatas, so therefore, one is permitted to put on these boards right before Shabbos. Tachi amrinen schita seisen vanovim av meloche bepeicho vishenish bero. That what we learned. Further than Perik Chavish and Ishbara, that it is an Isser Diyaraisa to squeeze out olives and grapes. Hani mili bezeisim vanovim shaloi riskon mi ba'oyoy. That nothing was done to these olives and grapes. They weren't, even the first, we'll see later, there are three processes in taking out the wine from grapes and the oil from olives. There's risuk, there's dicha, and there's shchika. We'll explain them when we learn the Gemara on your Testament base. So hani mili bezeisim vanovim shalei riska mi ba'idyay. Zeisim vanovim that he didn't even start banging them. So if nothing was done to the grapes, and now you're taking out the wine from the grapes, so that's meleches mefarik, v'hi teil de dedosh. Avol hoche, but over here, ein noisen in koir al gabi zeisim, ad she teichen in tchila berichayim. First, they were ground in a mill. V'chein anovim doich in oison tchila beregel. The grapes, they're also, they stepped on them first. So that means the first process was done already. Risuk was done. Ubelav koire nami mashke nafik memela. So without this koire, the liquid would run out without doing anything. Ela de loy nafik shapir, it doesn't come out so good, but it would come out. Loy nafik shapir ki hashta, loy domi lidosh. So that is the heter of the Mishnah. The heter of the Mishnah is, since without the koire, it would also run out. So Memele, there's no, then Beis Shammai does not aser to put on a keire mi ba'oyyoyim. That is the chiddush of the Mishnah. So the Gemara asks, man tane, the chol midi da'osi Memele shapir domi. Who is the tane that holds that since it will come, we're holding after the risuk, and it will come in Meile, it is good. It seems it's not a dovo hamuskim, not everyone agrees with this. Omar Rav Yaisi b'Rav Chanine Rav Yishmoyli. That the Tana of our Mishnah is Rav Yishmoyl. This Nan we learned in our Mishnah, Hashum, if a person has garlic, Vahaboisar, Boisar is grapes in a very early stage. Vahamelilis, melilis are kernels of wheat, also in an early stage. Sheriskon mi ba'oidyon. And he went and he was merasik it, he took it apart, mi ba'oidyon. Perhaps let me tell you what, how the Me'iri translates risuk. Risuk hako ve'eli, eli is a pestle that goes and mashes up things. Ma'at, ma'at, ad she yispardu v'yeyosu chatichos. That you bang up the olives and the grapes till they get separated and they become pieces. They're banged up already. They're not shleimim. They're banged up and that is the process of risuk. So it says as follows. Hashum v'haboysa v'amalilois sheriskon mibo'oyoyim. He was merasik them. He banged them, he started mashing them, mi ba'oidyoin. Rabbi Yishmoel Oimer Yigmer Mishetechshach. He can end this process when it's Shabbos already. Exactly what Yigmer Mishetechshach is, it's a very debatable machloikis over here, what Yigmer Mishetechshach means. But the Baal, he can end this process in Shabbos. The Rabbi Kiva Oimer Lo Yigma. He's not permitted to end this process, Misha Tersha. Now let us see Rashi. The Osi Memela. So the Gemara says, who is this Tana that holds? If, since it will come Memela, it is Mutter. Kigoin Mashkin Halolu Shenischote Me'alehem. That now they are running out by themselves. Ubilvad sheyaschol miboidyoyim, as long as miboidyoyim by day you were merasik it already, so that was done, so now since it'll run out by itself, it's mutter. Boisar anovim b'tchilosom. Anovim when they are still ripe, ksheheim dakin, when they are thin. Moitzi mehen mashkin, one can take out from them a liquid, letabel by bosor, it's good to dip in meat, lefishu chozok, v'kariv lahachmitz. It is a very strong liquid, it's not a sweet liquid, it's a sharp liquid. Al koponim, this bosor was used not as a wine, but it was used to dip meat in. Melilais shiboilin shalai bishlu kol tzolchon. These are kernels which also are not completely ripe. Meraskom, you are merasik them. As we mentioned before, that means you bang them up till they separate. V'toyanon ba'avonim, and you put heavy stones over them. U'mashke zov mehem, and also a liquid runs out. U'metabel boy. And then this is also used to dip food into. If we will be medayik from Rashi, when Rashi speaks about melilois, Rashi mentions two processes already. Meraskon v'toyanon ba'avonim. We'll see later in the sugya what shot in the second process. Yigmoy. So if this was done, the risik was done, the toyanim ba'avodim was done, is yigma, now we can end already. Ma'acher sheriskom, after he was merasik them, v'tzavram b'koivet, and he put them together and he put a heavy weight over them. I think that's the toyanim ba'avodim. Yanichim b'kelim, so now he can put them in kelim. That means with the avonim on top of them, I think. V'yeitzu me'atzma. And they'll go out. U'muta l'chatchile. Exactly what Rashi means with these two words, u'muta l'chatchile, I don't know. If, we'll see perhaps in Tosfos what Rashi could mean. But Rashi says, Al koponim yenichem bekelem, v'yeitzu me'atzmon, umuta lechatchila. The Baal HaMoed, when he brings down the Lashon of Rashi, he says, Uminichem bekelem, v'yeitzim me'atzmon, umutorim. Let us, umutorim. But let's leave that, these two words, let's leave it a blank, and later in Tosfos perhaps we'll be able to figure out what Rashi holds. Lo yigmer, so that was Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds that after the Risuk was done, and the Tina Bavonim was done, it's mutter, it's permitted. Lo yigmer, osa lahanicham mi ba'oid yoim, he's not allowed to finish this process. Osa lahanicham mi ba'oid yoim tachas koiv dom, he's not allowed to leave it there when it is under a weight. Kidei ligmer mishetershach. He has to stop the process now. He has to take off the stones before Shabbos, and it can't be nigmar by itself. Al koponim, we have here a machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. If the mashke will be nischat memele, is it mutter to leave it like this? Rabbi Shmuel holds it's mutter. Rabbi Kiva holds it is also. What exactly the machloikis is, we don't know yet. But al koponim, the Gemara says that our Mishnah says that shavin b'shavin elu v'elu shetoyanim teires beis abad v'agulei hagas. So our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Kiva, this is not permitted. V'Rab Elazar Omar Rab Elazari. This was Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Chanina's choice. Our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Elazar, who's this first Rabbi Elazar? So Rashi says, who Rabbi Elazar ben Pdos, who Amoire. He's saying Rabbi Elazar, he, who Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. This is the Tanne. Our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. Stam Rabbi Elazar shel Mishnah u'Barais. He's the Stam Rabbi Elazar's Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. Now, where do we see Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua holds this din that since it's osim memele, it is muta. This na, we learned in a Mishneh, chalois devash, sheriskon be'erev Shabbos. When the honey is accumulated through the bees in the beehive, there are honeycombs. Chalois devash, so the honeycomb, sheriskon, again, he mashed it, he broke it. The Erev Shabbos, the Yotzu Me'atzmon, and the honey starts running out by itself. Osa. So here Mestama Osa means you're not allowed to eat it. The Rabbi Elazar Mate. Rabbi Elazar holds you're allowed to eat it. Let us see Rashi. Chalois Dvash, Shakaveres Roide. It seems the Kaveres gives out these chalois, this honeycombs. Vasuyim kemim chaloi shel shave, it is like combs of wax, vahadvash besoichom, sheriskon, kaisesom, he banged them up. So the Tanakam holds asurin lo'isei shabbos ba'achila. One is not permitted to eat it. And Rabbi Elazar holds that one is permitted to eat it. So the Gemara held, if you're permitted to eat it on Shabbos, so the zicha could be no shaila to leave it erev Shabbos and it should run out. Exactly what the dimyan is, we'll see in Tosfos. But al koponim, so Rabbi Elazar says you're allowed to eat the honey that is dripping out of the honeycombs if you are marasik at erev Shabbos. So memela, so the Mishnah should also, it's because it's coming out memela, so therefore it's mutter. So Mamela, our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Elazar. That's why you're allowed to shove in, that you're allowed to put on the heavy poles and boards on the Zaysim and Anovim because it comes out Mamela. So each of Meire chose a different Tana. Rabbi Yossi Bab Yudah chose Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yossi Bab Chanina chose Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Elazar chose Rabbi Elazar. Now the Gemara wants to explain why didn't each one choose the other time? So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, my time loy omar ki Rabbi Elazar. Why didn't he say, like Rabbi Loza? This Rabbi Loza found enough in the Mishnah. Chal is dvash eriskan. Rabbi Loza is mater bachile. Om Allah, so he says, there's no similarity between chal is dvash, honeycombs with honey in them, and grapes. Hasam hu demikare oichel ulebesayf oichel. There is no shaila of schita, because before it has a shem oichel, when it is in the honeycomb, and when it comes out, it's an oichel. So there's no shaila of schita. Hoche meikara oichel, vahash the mashke. Here there's a shaila of disha. Here you're taking out a mashke from an oichel. There, before it was an oichel, and now it was an oichel. So, the chiddush of Rabbi Loza is not the chiddush of our Mishnah. Rabbi Loza is speaking about a case where there's no shaila of disha min ha-teira, for sure. And here is a shaila of disha, one of the lamates melachos. So memele, the svar of osi memele, we cannot derive from Rabbi Loza. Let us see Rashi. Drashes dvash la'acher shezov min achalais nami uchlohu. It is an oichel. Hilkach lekelim migzer bei shemo yischoit mishetechshach. So here there's no gzere. Maybe he'll be soichet. Tlei shayche bei schite. There's not shayich schite. There's not shayich melech schite. Schite is if one is taking a mashke from an oichel. Hoche zeisen van oven de mas nisen. But the zeisen van oven ma mishne de mikare uchle. Before they were an oichel. Vahash de mashke. Ike le mitza. Here is a gzeire shema yisrait mishe tachshach. Da vadi schito. This is a schito. So you tell me a new svar of osi memela. Okay, that is a debatable shayla. There is such a svar of osi memela. Agav Ulche, the Rabbi Kevedia Zeichens zu, this is a Psaseiteke Haore, Rabbi Kevedia Zeichens zu, a Mishneh Arash in Uktzin, Perigimel Mishneh Yud Aleph de Uktzin. The Mishneh there says, when does Dvash get a Teiras Mashke, that it's Metametum is Mashke. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Silo says, Misheriskon. As soon as you're merasik the honeycomb, so the dvash gets a teiras mashke. So the Rash in Mishnayis asks from our Gemara. Our Gemara says, Mikora oichel vahashta oichel. He says the Gemara should have said, Mikora mashke vahashav mashke. But not so the Gemara, that's the Rash's ha'ore from our Gemara. Agav Ulche, there's a very interesting machloikis between the Taz and the Magen Avraham and Hulches Netilas Yadayim and Simen Kufnun Ches, both Asif Kotten Zayin. The halacha is, that just like one is mechuyev to wash his hands when he eats pas, for the same reason, if one is eating davar shetibuloi b'mashke, something, he's eating something, and he's dipping it in to one of the seven mashke, he's mechuyev to wash his hands. That's the pasha, the reason why we wash our hands by karpas. Before we take the karpas by the seder, we wash the hands, the taz brings the raya. Look, you see that you have to go and wash your hands before you eat something that's dipped into a mashke. Now there's a machloikis, the Taz and the Magen Avraham, if you have a cookie with honey on top of it, do you have to wash your hands before? Is honey a mashke or an oichel? So the Taz brings this Mishnah in Uktzin. When does it get a teiras mashke? Misheriskon. So you see that it has a teiras mashke. So you have to wash your hands by these cookies that have a honey covering. The Magen Avraham brings our Gemara that you don't have to wash hands. Mikara uchla vahashta uchla, it's an oichel, it's not a mashke. Loira bossi, al kaponim, in our Gemara that we have al kaponim over here, a zaitike sugye, what halacha dvash is. Does it have a teiris oichel, a teiris mashke? Okay. Well, kuponim, the Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Chanina said he did not want to bring a raya from the Mishnah of Chalis Dvash because that's there is no schit over there. There's no gzeir Hashem or Yisroit. Therefore, it's mutter to eat according to Rabbi Loza. The Sfas Emes asks, according to Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Chanina, the Rabbi Yisrael B'chanina says there is no schita whatsoever, mikara oichel or b'soif oichel. So why did the Mishnah say chalois dvash sheriskon be'erev Shabbos? He banged them up. V'yotzu me'atzmon. It's mutter. If it's mikara oichel va'achshav oichel, so you're allowed to be merasik them in Shabbos. Why does it say sheriskon according to Rabbi Yisrael B'chanina? So the Sfas Emes wants to say, Einochinami, Ichabton Riskon, to tell me, Athulu, according that the Tanekame, who's Choylik and Rabbi Loza, he holds even Riskon that won't help, even though it's Yotze Me'atzma. But according to Rabbi Loza, Einochinami Take. That's one side he wants to say. I saw the new Ritva is also asked the Kashi, he says, the Mikora Oichel, the B'soif Oichel doesn't mean it's Mamishan Oichel, means there's no schita de yaraisa, it's only a schita de rabona, but al kaponim it's gringa. It's gringa than anovim, so therefore, we can't learn out from Rabbi Loza that in our Mishnah it also would be permitted if it's osim emela. Dvash is the hilchis, the halacha of dvash is much easier than the halachas of anovim. The Rabbi Loza omalo, so Rabbi Loza also agreed that really from Dvash there's no raya. Hoshamin elei l'Rabbi Loza, tafilu zeisim v'anovim namishori. He says, that's what's bothering you. I'll tell you, Rabbi Loza says this halach applies by zeisim v'anovim. Why? Doki also Rav Hoshi yamin erdo, also v'aisi masnise biyodoi, Rav Hoshi brought a baraisi, Zeisim vanovim sheriskon me'erev Shabbos v'yotzu me'atzmon asurim Rabbi Loza v'Rabbi Shimon matirin. Rabbi Loza Rabbi Shimon hold it is mutter. So we see that it is mutter if yotzu me'atzmon it is mutter. So this is a good right. So the Gemara answers Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina b'raise. He did the Kelt Rabbi Yishe brought this Bereise from the door. He didn't know this Bereise. You're right. According to this Bereise, you see klar that Rabbi Loza holds the svar of Osim and Meile, afilu by Zeisim Vanon. Let us see Rashi. Rabbi Yishe b'Rab Chanine, hach Bereise diktoni, the polig Rabbi Loza af b'Zeisim Vanon, by have a Shmiele, that he never knew. Mehi the chalas dvashe he mishne bepeire kavish and nishbere lehava motzi ledmuyin lemas nisim mishum pircha de lael. So now al kaponim we understand why Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina could not say that the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Loza. The Baraisi didn't know, and the Mishnah dvashe is mikara uchle oichel ubesoif oichel. Now the Gemara asks the other way. Rabbi Loza, my time, loy omak, Rabbi Yosi, b'Rab Chanin. Now, why didn't Rabbi Loza say that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shmuel, like Rabbi Yosi, b'Rab Chanin said? Rabbi Shmuel is a Mishnah, Hashum, v'abois, amul, shariskan, Rabbi Shmuel, loy meyigmoy. So you see that since it's osim emeil, it is mutter. Omar Rove b'Rab Chanin, omar Rabbi Yechen, Omaloch, lavit meralo. We learned on this Mishnah, Omar Rove bar Chanina, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, b'mechusorim diche de kula alma loy pligi. Ki pligi b'mechusorim shchike. Now, before we explain what Rabbi Yochanan said, let us say Teitschwerter. The Meiri is very kind to us, and he explains there's three processes. Risuk, we mentioned already, Rizuk is one takes a pestle and he breaks it and they separate. He breaks the Zaysim and the Anobim. Diche hako midavekes utmido bekoyach ad sheyayosa hakoil echot. Diche is, he's banging it consistently till they get attached one to the other. It gets like mashed potatoes. Ad sheyasa hakoil echot. That is process number two, diche. Shchiko, in the third process, sivuv ha'eli aleim ligmer v'hu ke'ein schita ba'anovim. And then, after they became like mashed potatoes, it's a different consistency, I suppose, then shrike is, he's kvetching it out. And the liquid comes out. So there's risuk, there's dicha, and there's shrike. So memele, so Rabbi Lazar said like this. This memre, that Rabbi Shmuel said, Hashum v'haboysev amliloi sheriskon mebo'oidyo im yigma, after risuk, it is sufficient. So he said, so Rabbi Yochanan said, v'mechusorim dicho, risuk does not mean risuk alone. It's that if there was only risuk and there wasn't dicha, there was only the first process, and the first process only banging it a few times till they separate. So everyone is moide. You're not allowed. He wouldn't say yigmoil. If you only made risuk, that's not enough. Ki pligi b'mechusorim shrike. The machloikis of Rabbi Yishmoel and Rabbi Kiva is, when you made risuk, you made process one. You made dicha, that's the second process, that you meshed it together till it became one unit, became stuck one to the other. But you did not make this third process of shrike. So then, Rabbi Shmuel was matir, and Rabbi Kiva asad, even in such a case. Above a hani nami, but our Mishneh, our Mishnah is speaking about that it's mechusar dicha. Our Mishnah is speaking about that there was only risuk. So if there's only risuk, how could you stel zu? How could you stel zu Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel was only matter if there was risuk plus dicha. Let us see Rashi. The mechusarim dicha kolam eloi pligi da asiri. Then it is also the teinoson, because then when you put on these heavy poles, these heavy boards, he goimeres. This is making the whole thing. Risik alone is garnished. Venimtza hakoil osi b'Shabbos. You're doing everything in Shabbos. Without dicha, it's nothing. Risik is nothing. Shchika yoyser mi dicha. Shchika is more than dicha. Lashon haydoche b'amadoicha. Rabbi Isai Gersen ki pligi b'mechusorim schita. The third process they called schita, not shrike. Sheni doichu yofe, after it was nidoich, the ainti nosim gemeres, alo schita, the teina will only bring about schita. Laman de gore shrike, if you gore shrike, tinosim sheich kosom. Vahani de masnisin, mechusorim dichohen. In the case of the Mishnah, it's mechusar dicha. Uti inoson, hi dichoson. Agabucha was Hirashi's girsa was, not like it says, the Ritva's medayik. Bahani nami not kimechusarim dicha, mechusarim dicha. The Mishnah is speaking about it's mechusar dicha. You only made risuk. Uti inoson, hi dichoson, hi sheichakoson. Putting on the heavy boards, that will make the dicha, that will make the shrike. He seich tosan, ubaha Rabbi Shmuel, moide da osa. And that is be'emerson Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi in the Mishnah says there was a process before that was done. He made risuk mi bo'idyoim. The risuk was, Rashi says, either it put it in a rechayim, she'teichnan t'chila be'rechayim, or another, he stepped on them. So this was the risuk. Only one process was done. And right before Shabbos, they're putting the Anovim, and the Anovim will do the next two processes. So Memele, so what is the Tzushtel of Rabbi Yosi Ben Chanin to Rabbi Yishmoel? Rabbi Yechanan said, Klor, Rabbi Yishmoel was only Matir if there was Risuk and Diche, and the Mishle was only Risuk alone. So therefore, Rabbi Lozor did not want to say like Rabbi Yosi Ben Chanin. So now we have to understand what's the svara of Rabbi Yosi Ben Chanin, what's the svara of Rabbi Yosi Ben Chanin? How could he learn out from Rabbi Yishmoel? Rabbi Yishmoel is speaking about when it's only Mechusa Shrike, and the Mishnah is speaking about it's Mechusa Diche. So what's pshat in Rabbi Yishmoel? So let us look for 3 minutes in the Molchamis. The Molchamis is on the Bedafi Harif, Daf Ches Amet Aleph, it is 4 lines from the bottom. We'll start from the beginning of the line. So the Mohammed explains our sugya as follows. So the Mohammed says, Azai, the leka dicha ushika. We're getting to learn the business of squeezing out wine, of shum, whatever it is. So the Ramban tells us as follows. The leka dicha ushrika. That would you need 2 steps more. You need besides risuk, you need dicha ushrika, ela bishum ubaiser umelilis. These peiris, which Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva is speaking about, there you need 3 processes. Why? She'ein bohem koines mashke. That means they don't. This is not boisel. Shum, you have a piece of garlic. A piece of garlic is not like a grape. A grape, you have kainis mashke. You have liquid in the grape. You break it open, it'll start running out. A garlic, you'll break it open, something will start running out. It's garnish mit garnish. She'ain bem kainis mashke. There's no mashke, there's no liquid. Liquid that is in the shum, in the melilis. Ela lachluchi shebegufon. There's a moisture in itself. We're in a health conscious times. There's carrot juice. A carrot is like a grape. There's a lachluchis in the carrot. If you put it through a grind, you can make juice out of it. So this is similar to shum baisimalilas. Shein bem koinis mashke. There's no mashke. There's no liquid that is konus, that is in the vegetable or the fruit. Elalachluchis shebegufon. There's only a moisture in its own good. Uchshetimtza loymer shalish melochis. If you'll say you need 3 melochis in order to kvetch out something, bishum, uboiser, umelilois. And what are the 3 melochis? Risuk, dicha, ushrike. You need these three processes to get some liquid out of it. Aber ushtayim bezeisim vanovim. By zeisim vanovim, you only need 2. Risuk ushite. Vahakol moidim shaloi hita Rabbi Yishmael. There's no shaila that Rabbi Yishmael was only matel bishum uboiser umalilais ela b'mechusor mshrike. That means after these first 2 processes were done, the process of risuk and diche, so that then you're only missing shchita. So therefore, Rabbi Loza ben Pedos said, "Afal pi shehita Rabbi Yishmoel b'shchike de basar risuk v'diche." Even though Rabbi Yishmoel was meikel with shchike after risuk v'diche, shema lo yater b'shchite de basar risuk. But maybe it won't be matter the shchita basar risuk. Why? Shezu meloche shlishis, by shum, this is the 3rd process, vizu meloche shniye. Uschite bemokim dichoy nedes. So, Rabbi Lozor said, maybe the schite of anovim is equivalent to the diche, this is the 2nd process. this is equivalent to the diche b'mokim shum. And Rabbi Shmuel was not matter if it's mechusa diche. Hilkach midivrei Rabbi Lozo nilmad b'feirishita b'chalis dvash b'zeisem anovim shiriska neim b'chusorim schita v'zudai memamish l'mishnoseinu. So therefore, from Rabbi Lozo you can learn it out, because Rabbi Lozo was matter after risuk. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina sova mechusorim shchika b'shum melilas mechusorim schita b'zeisem anovim shorim hein. So he says no. He says this is the by anovim. This is the last process. Schita is the last process, and by melilois. So after you have risuk and dicha, so schika is the last process. But al kaponim they're equal. So now we have a difference of opinion. Rabbi Lozo and Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Chanina, if you could be medame, this the last process of anovim to the last process of melilos. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Chanina holds you could be medame. So the Meili said the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shmuel. This is the last process, and Rabbi Lozo wants to say no. Maybe this last process is more than the last process of melilos. There's a dicha also included in this last process. So therefore there's no raya from Rabbi Shmuel to our Mishnah. That is the machloikin, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina. Now let us see Taisus. Hashum v'haboiso v'hamalilus. Now, we see from this Mishnah that there's an Isser Schite by these Minim. We're just speaking about if it's Osim Emele, and Rabbi Shmuel was only Mata if there was Dicha also. So Taisa says, L'may dekoma b'reish chovis, moidim chachomim l'Rabbi Yehuda b'shar peyes. There are three types of peyes. There are Zeisim v'anovim. Zeisim v'anovim is oimid l'mashkin. If a person goes and squeezes out in zeisim v'anovim, that is an iser schita d'iraisa. Then there is tusim v'rimoinim, pomegranates. Tusim v'rimoinim, so there is a machloikis b'chachomim and Rabbi Yehuda. The chachomim hold that there's an iser schita by rimoinim. Midrabonon, Rabbi Yehuda says it matters. If he took it for Mashkin, then there's an Issa Schita. If he took it for Eichlon, there's no Issa Schita. And then there's a third type of Peiris. That's Natusim v'Remoinim. And there the Gemara says, Moidim Chachomim l'Rabbi Yehuda, B'Shar Peiris. B'Shar Peiris, Natusim v'Remoinim, there's no Issa Schita. Umaisi, Midisanya, Soichetin, one is permitted to squeeze Bepigoyin, Uprishin, Vaizrodim. Avaloi berimoin. So Al Kaponim we see that as long as it's not rimoinim, there's no Issa Schite. And here it seems there's an Issa Schite by Shum, Boisr, and Melilois. That face was Kash. Saruch Loima, so Taisu says, you have to say, the Shum, Uboisr, Yoisr, Asuyin, Lemashkin, that means shum and boiser fall into the category mistam of tusim remoinim. So memela, therefore, there is an issa schita. Umiyu Taisa says also masik the tardin afal gav the lav b'nei schita ninu hoyil v'achshevinu avalei mashkin. If you machshev it, you don't say botla daite. If he wants to make juice out of tardin, I just say tardin is beets. Is if he wants to make mashkin out of it, so it is a teres mashkin. So it seems there's no klal that there are certain types of peiris that is no din schita whatsoever. That how it says soichtin bepigoyim lav schita gemurikomal. Not if he really wants the juice. If he wants the juice, then there'll be an Isser Schita. It's not worse than Tardin, Bachshevinu. Elo Misut Bialma. So Misut Bialma means he's just by squeezing out the little juice, it seems he's Memasek the Peiri. This juice gives a sour taste to the Peiri, and by squeezing it out, it will lose the sour taste, it'll be Memasek the Peiri. So there, since it's not Oymed Lamashke, then it's Mutter. There's no Isser Schita. Rabbi Shmuel Oymer Yigmer. So we hear there, Amachloikis, is he permitted to continue? He's allowed to leave it there. Perish, Eine, Tzorich, Lesalik, Hatine, Somet, Lachshecha. Elamnichon, Kola, Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel says, he was toying right before Shabbos, he leaves it there. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, before Shabbos, he has to take it off. Koshelari. Heichi muchach, the sava Rabbi Shmuel called the osim emele afulo ovid b'shabbes lekechi yivchatos. A Gemara wants to bring a raya that something that's osim emele, that was the whole lumdus of why b'shamay was moide. B'shamay is moide since it's osim emele, it's running outside the side. So emele afulo you'll kvetch it, it also won't be yachi yivchatos. So Mamela, therefore, Shavin, Shetoyanim, you're allowed to put on the Gulei Agas. So Taisva says, where do you see this in Rabbi Shmuel? What did Rabbi Shmuel say? Rabbi Shmuel said, you're permitted to be toyin the Dvorim Kvedim on the Shum Boiser Melilois. So who says if it would be squeezed it in Shabbos, there wouldn't be an Isser Deraiser? Vilma Rabbi Shmuel Sovake Beis Hillel. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel holds like Beis Hillel. The Shoru Afilu Bahanach Deloy Osi Memele. Beis Hillel is matter to do a melacha right before Shabbos, even though if you would do it in Shabbos, it would be an Isser D'Oraisa. The whole Mishnah, Beis Hillel is matter you're allowed to do before Shabbos. You're allowed to put on in Shal Pishnon L'Sei Chatana. You're allowed to put the person Mitzudas Chayis Voifes. You're allowed to do all these things before Shabbos. And Beis Shammai Asot, he might do it after Shabbos. So Mamele, you're not allowed to do it right before Shabbos. So that was the Machloikis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. But Beis Shammai was made there, but if he would do it after Shabbos, there wouldn't be a Chiyat Chatas, he's permitted to do it right before Shabbos. So we're bringing a Raya from Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds that, what did Rabbi Shmuel hold? You're permitted to be Tayanim, Yigmar, you're allowed to tain him avodim or mashkin zov mehem, and you're allowed to keep the avonim on right before Shabbos, and even though it's going to be zov in Shabbos. So where do you see from Rabbi Shmuel that Rabbi Shmuel holds if you kvetch it in Shabbos, there's no chiyav chatos? Hey, but it is a chiyav chatos. And Rabbi Shmuel holds, like Beis Hillel, that you're allowed to do all malachas before Shabbos. Vilma Rabbi Shmuel sovek Beis Hillel. The shori afilu bahanach layosim emeilu. If it is mutter to put on something right before Shabbos, mishum revuse de Rabbi Kiva. Maybe because Rabbi Kiva says afilo riska, and you're also not allowed to. So Mamela, so where do you see that Rabbi Shmuel is a psameiko? Voitame. Then I say the second kasha. The Rabbi Kiva the Omar lo yigmoy. Rabbi Kiva that says that when it comes Shabbos, he has to take off the dvorm kvedim. So the Masha says kibay shamay v'loy kibay silo. That means Kama Rabbi Kiva is holds like kibay shamay. That means if Rabbi Kiva holds, you're not allowed to put something out. According to the silo, you're allowed to do a melacha right before Shabbos. And if Rabbi Kiva says you're not allowed to, so come out Rabbi Kiva is kibay shamaynik v'loy kibay silo. So these are the two kashas that Taisvis asks on Lechayre. When the Taisvis are Rosh, it seems this is a kasha on Rashi. Rashi seemed to learn like this. Rashi, that's what Rashi says. He says, you're allowed to continue with running in Shabbos, and he's told you're not allowed. That's a Taish Yigma. That is the Taish Lo Yigma. So Ramesh Zechayim Lavrocha wants to find for Rashi. He wants to say that Be'emison, the whole machlokes, be'shamayim, be'shilul, shayren es adyoi, before Shabbos, noisnen oinen shal pishton, all these things are not speaking about a midi de'achila that he could eat in Shabbos. They're speaking about that he's putting it away for after Shabbos. No, he's doing it right before Shabbos. So Taisa says it's a gzeira. You're permitted to do it right before Shabbos. You might go and do it in Shabbos. That's a machloikis, Rabbi Yossi, that's a machloikis Beishami and Beisilo. But he says, we learned on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, something that there's a chash lechatois. One is not allowed to put in Tzolim Boso, if it's not done, it's also I feel according to Beisilu. Why is it also I feel according to Beisilu? Why isn't Beisilu consistent? So he says. So it seems something that's oimid lachila, will want to eat it in Shabbos, so he might do something to make sure he'll be ready for Shabbos. So he says, by a midi da'achila, here there's juice coming out. So could be he might go and kvetch it in Shabbos also. Beis Hillel, this is similar to Ein Tzolim Boso, Boso Lebeya, that a filo Beis Hillel is moidi, you're not allowed to. Just like over there, by a midi da'achila, something he might eat in Shabbos. He might derive benefit from it in Shabbos. And b'seichet the zeitzim v'anovim in Shabbos. So if Rabbi the Taisus asked Rabbi Shmuel holds like Beis Hillel also would not be matter in this case. You only have a Beis Hillel by something that's Oymed L'Achila, that's not Oymed L'Achila. Here it's Oymed L'Achila. So what is Taka the Lomdus of Rabbi Shmuel? Because the Lomdus of Rabbi Shmuel is because the Hillel who kvetched Arim Shabbos is also Nachiyev Chattas. This is not Oymed Techit it will be Mechate Gecholim in Shabbos, he's a Mechalo Shabbos. So there Beis Hillel also wasn't matter. Here, since it's osi memele, so memele there's no chiyuv, there'll be no chiyuv chatis, afilu will be soichet in Shabbat. So memele, so Shabbat, so Beisilu and Beishame, here they're both in the same boat. But they're matter since it's osi memele. And Rabbi Kiva fakert is not matter, so it'll be any sudder abonus, he also wasn't matter. Rabbi Kiva was afraid. Fakert, so that's the Ivr in the Gemara. Even the Gemara is, who is the one that is matter? By a midi, the osim and meilo, that's Rabbi Yishma. That's our Moshe, the friend of Bochum, and Stefa Emfer, Shitas Rashi. Now let us see what Taisva says. The Nira Lari, the Yigmar, what is the Yigmar Hainu, the Yigmar V'yoichol B'Shabbos. So the Ri says, That what Rabbi Shmuel says, Yigma Mishetech Shach, is not only he's allowed to leave it there, and the squeezing out process could end in Shabbos. No, Yigma comes to include that he's permitted to use it, to use the wine, to use the oil. V'leido mila mashkin shezovu sha'asurim. The halacha is, if a person has grapes, And by itself, some of the wine drips out of the grape, so the halacha is you're not allowed to drink that wine in Shabbos. Why are you not allowed to drink it? Because with Geza, maybe he might squeeze it out. And if he squeezes out, there's an Issa Daraisa. So the Geza, the liquid that comes out, Gzeira Shema Yisrait. But over here, the halacha, Afilu Yisrait, even if he'll kvetch it out, Let the Issa de Reise. There also won't be an Issa de Reise. Mishum the Osim Emele. So since it's Osim Emele, so there's no Issa de Reise anymore. There's no Issa de Reise. So therefore the Mashkin Shezobu is Mutter in Shabbos. Hash the Maisi Shabbos. So now we have a Raya. That if it will run out by itself after the risuk, there's no isur the reise by squeezing it. Vashta maisi shaper diksov, Rabbi Shmuel told the osim imeile shaper domi. That since it's running out by itself, so it's mutaraf a little beishama. Kiven di ovid lei bishabis loy mechayet. We see from Rabbi Shmuel. That even if he would squeeze it out in Shabbos, there would not be an Issa D'Araisa. Why wouldn't there be an Issa D'Araisa? because it's Asi Memele, and we see this from that he is Mata, that one is permitted to drink the juices. So Memele, so that's the Rayan Rabbi Shmuel. The Rabbi Kiva the Omar Lo Yigmer, that was Rabbi Kiva says Lo Yigmer, not the way Rashi says Lo Yishetzorich Lo Hosir HaKoyre, not the way Rashi says that he's Mechuyiv to take away the Koyre. The Sovah Kibay Silo, you'll have to put on a Koyre, that's no Shaila. Ela Shalo Yigmer Kidei Lechol Mishikidei Sheyoyim. You're not allowed, when it finishes, you're not allowed to eat from the mashkin that came out. Dasurim atulul beis hillel kishar maskin shazovu dasurim. Daschita nami diyereis afal gavdosi memele. So Tosfos says the machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, is that according to Rabbi Shmuel, one is permitted to eat from the mashkin shazovu, it's mutar b'achila. So from that we see that since it's osim memele, there's no issur schita, and Rabbi Kiva holds one is not permitted to eat, so he holds there is an issur schita d'oraisa. Now the whole machloikis beishami and beisilul that were also to do melachis right before Shabbos is dafke. If he would do it in Shabbos, he'd be over on issur d'oraisa. So memele. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, we see Adavad Asim Memel, there's no Issa Deraisa. So Memel HaMishnah is done according to Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Kiva, it would be also according to Beis Shammai. That is Pshat and our Gemara. Now I think, it's unclear, the Ritva seems to say that Rashi also learned like this Teretz and Tosfos, and that is Pshat, in the last two words of Rashi, that what we learned that we didn't understand it. Yigmer ma'ache sheriskan v'tzavron b'koyvid, yenichon b'keilim, v'yeitzu me'atzmon, and Rashi says, umutter l'chatchila, what is this mutter? So I think the Ritva seems to say that you're allowed to drink it. So Rashi was nachis to the Teretz of Tosfos, that according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's mutter afilu b'shtir. So we see there's no gzeir of mashkin shezavu. So we see that there's no issur schita min haTorah. Now, Bekiva Rashi says, klo nitazoi. Now, from Rabbi Kiva, there's a kasha on Rashi. It comes to Rabbi Kiva's like Beis Shammai. But upon him, the raya from Rabbi Shmuel, Tosfos had asked, what's the raya from Rabbi Shmuel? Could he hold like Beis Hillel? So Rashi says, no, umutel achatrilo. One is permitted a fellow to be oichel from the Peiris. I think that's what the Ritva means. It's very unclear and precise, but I think that's what the Ritva means. Says Rashi and the Ri hold the same teretz. That's one teretz. Va'oid yeshleima. Now Tosfos wants to say a second teretz. The yigmer biyodayim mishetersha. Yigmer means that he's permitted. Tosfos in the first teretz didn't say such a big chiddush. Tosfos in the first teretz held that it's awesome with the rabbanon to squeeze out the zeisim vanovim, but it's only asked me the rabbanon, so therefore there's no gzeir of mashkin shezod. But oigesh loimah the yigmer biyabayim ishetechshach. One is permitted to squeeze out the boiser of melilos. The loyda milamas nis and the loyshavu beisilol ala teinis kaire. Avo biyadayim loy. Here we are speaking about, this is better than our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is speaking about when it's mechusar dicha. There's only one process. Here we're speaking about when it's not mechusar dicha. Here dicha was done. Kediyama besamoch. Samemele. So if after Diche, so Tosfos is saying as follows. After Rizuk, you're not permitted to kvetch out Midarabonim. After Diche, you're permitted to kvetch out Afilo Midarabonim. Now, so what's the Raya? What is the Raya? So that was Bemison, Rabbi Lozes, Kash, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanine.
How can you learn out from Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel is talking about after Diche. The Mishnah is talking about after Isuk. So how can you learn out one from the other? So Tosfos says a very interesting pshat to Mimiyashe what Rabbi Yochanan held and what Rabbi Loza held. So Tosfos says as follows. The Och et Shem Chosor and Diche Kdama Besomach. V'hash Tamaisi Shapa. The Rai of Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yudah is Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Chanine is as follows. The Kiv and the Shori Rabbi Shmuel is Choyt B'Yodayim. Rabbi Shmuel was matter to be Choyt B'Yodayim after Diche. The Leigozar Otu Mechusor et Diche. He should have been Geyser. If one person will be shaykh, will squeeze out after Diche, so maybe someone will squeeze out before Diche. So why wasn't he geyser? Is Al-Kochach in Cain, so it's derived from this, B'mechusel Diche nami sova deloy mechayev. So you see that without Diche, it's also only Yosemi derabonon. Because if without Diche would be Yosemi natayre, so he wouldn't be matter to squeeze it out after Diche. He should have been geyser after Diche or to before Diche. So Mimele. So that's kind of Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Chanina said, we see from Rabbi Shmuel who was matter lischait after Diche. So we see that after Risuk, before Diche, there's only an Isod Rabbon. Because if there would have been an Isod Yeraisa, it would have been geyser la'acha diche otzer koydem diche. Oh, so it's beautiful. So Mamele gav Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina brought a beautiful raya from Rabbi Shmuel. So now we have to understand what Rabbi Loza held. Rabbi Loza says, I don't want to bring a raya for Rabbi Shmuel because Shmuel speaking about after diche and the Mishnah speaking about before diche. The way the Ri explained Pshat and Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Chanina, we also knew this. Good morning. We knew that the Mishnah is speaking about, but that's the Raya. If before Diche would be Yosem in our Torah, so after Diche he would have been Geyser. Ubosar Hochi, the Koma, the Rabbi Shmuel, the Mechusar Diche Machaye. Rabbi Lezer said, no, could be without Diche Yitake Chaye. That was Rabbi Loza Shtik Teire. Rabbi Loza says he didn't prove anything. It could be before Diche Yitake Chayiv Min HaTeire, and after Diche was Matan, he wasn't Geyser. You're assuming that you see you have to be Geyser after Diche Oto before Diche, if before Diche would be Adi Reise. Rabbi Loza said, no, could be before Diche is Adi Reise. Bafal P came, he wasn't geyser after Diche or before Diche. Aber ki Rabbi Kiva lo yosye, aber according to Rabbi Kiva, Ziche doesn't go. Kiven de osa, b'she'ein mechusoren Diche or mechusoren Diche. Rabbi Kiva also to squeeze it out. Bechlau de mechusoren Diche mechayev, he Ziche was geyser in Kain. Osa rin chasheche lebei shamay. So then, according to Beishami would not be moide that a ta'un in Kairis Mishach Sheikha according to Rabbi Kiva. Zot to Gemara Vaita. Hoire Rabbi Yosi b'Chanina ki Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina paskin like Rabbi Shmuel. Shemen shel badodin. Umachzoloi shel badodim. Rav osar ushmul shori. Now, what are we speaking about? So let us see, there's a machlikis, Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi says as follows. Shemen shel badodim. Aidi de airi be beis habad. Since we were speaking about the beis habad, the place where they squeeze out olives, Noke place, so it's talking about olives and those, so we'll speak about other halachas, which have a shaykhis with olives. Shemen shel badodim. What is shemen shel badodim? Shemen hamishtaya bizoviyois habad. Taches hati'ino. That means after they kvetch out the olives, there is some oil left over in the corners of the bat. Vehu nitein lebadodim. And this shemen is the, that means that there was a person who used to own an oil press, and people used to bring their olives. So all the oil that was squeezed out of the olives belonged to the owner of the olives. But this shemen that was left over in the corners, that belonged to the badodim. Now let me tell you one gewaldike idea, which will illuminate the sugya. The Gram Horovitz says, this shaman was an inferior shaman. Hey, you're giving it to him. You're not giving grace zachen, they didn't give to the badodim. So this shaman that was left over in the corners of the Beis Abad was an inferior shaman. What could it be used for? For lapke zichenet. It wasn't edible. It wasn't an edible shaman. You could use it for Hanukkah lich. You could use it for fuel, but you couldn't use it for eating purposes. Now, if you want to smear your finger with it, it's also good. But the main purpose, it was oimed for fuel. So now we'll start learning Hilchis Muktzeh. Hilchis Muktzeh is, what is the definition of Muktzeh? Muktzeh is that if someone is permitted to use Shabbos, something that was oimed to be used for this purpose on Shabbos. That means if it's oimed for a different purpose, so he was maksimidate, that means he never thought that he would use this Shabbos. Because this is oimed for a different purpose. Now he wants to use it for this purpose is a shaila of mukte. So let's go now to the shemen. Shemen, normally the shemen would be used for fuel. The badodim would take the shemen and use it for fuel. No one, they wouldn't put it in the tzibbulah Shabbos. It's not edible. All of a sudden, someone in the Beis Abad, they burnt his finger. So they want to put some shemen on the finger. So now the shaila is, can you use the shemen for sicha now? Is it muktzeh? Because since it was oimed for the fuel, and fuel you can use on Shabbos, so memela you are maksimi daitoch. So memela, so it's not oimed for this shimush, so therefore you're not allowed to use it. Adarav shanisht. Tak, I never thought of using the shemen on Shabbos, but now the opportunity arises, why can't I use it? And this is totally, do I hold muktzeh or don't I hold muktzeh? That is the seer of shemen shalbadodim. Aydi da ayri be beis habad, noket lai shemen amishtaye be zovies habad, tachas ha-te'ino, vuhu niten le badodin. Vechein machtzoloi shel badodin shemachasin bohenes azeisen. Exactly, these machtzolois were mats, and they were oimed to cover the zeisen with them. Exactly, it was equivalent to la kli shemalachta le'isa. Exactly, I don't know, but it was oimed for a shimush that one wouldn't have used on Shabbos, and now he wants to use it for a different shimush. Rav also little tuli. So Rav asked, you're not allowed to be metautal it, mishumukte. That means since it wasn't oimed for any shimush on Shabbos, it's oimed for fuel, or the martolis are only oimed to be mechasa the zeisim in the squeezing out process, so it had no shimush on Shabbos. It wasn't oimed for anything. So it's muktzeh. So you're not allowed to move it on Shabbos. The Rav sovek Rav Yehuda be muktzeh. Ushmul sovek Rav Shimon. Shmul like Rav Shimon. The last line muktzeh. Ochim rinem be misha hechshich. That is the machlokes. Now let us see Tosfos. Shemon shel badodim perish hakuntaris. Hamishtayer bezovis beis habat. Mikoshelari. The maloi lahaskir kan din muktze. Wie kommt da rein da din muktze? Because we're speaking about das, we have to now speak about din muktze. Faces didn't like Rashi's smiches. For oi, the lama yi Hashem in muktze. Faces didn't understand the whole shayla. Why Hashem in muktze? That was the Meir of the Ka'itza from the Gram Horovitz. So, but Faces didn't like that either. The nirelari. So the Ri wants to go and kill two birds with one stone. He's going to make a connection to our sugya, and he's going to tell us why it's muktzeh. The koy adalel, the comma, the imtoan beis habad mi ba'oyyoy. In the Mishnah we learned, if he went and put on, in the beis habad mi ba'oyyoy, he put on a whole bunch of heavy boards on these olives. Vashemen zo vahileches kol ha-shabbos. Is rab osar oisei shemen mishum mukze. You're not allowed to move the shemen. Als mukze. Da havi noilad gomo. It's noilad gomo. That means this originated in Shabbos. It became a machol, it became edible in Shabbos. Why? The machmas koirois v'ho igul sha'olov v'y ho'yeroi bein ha'shmoshis la'achile. Bein ha'shmoshis, you had a pile of koirois of wood, and then impose boards on top of it. Bein ha'shmoshis, if someone would want to go, there's a big press over it, or a big, or heavy articles over it. If a person would want to derive benefit from these olive bein ha'shmoshis, he can't get to it. So, bein ha'shmoshis, it's not accessible. You can't, it doesn't have a shame oichel bein ha'shmoshis, because you can't get to it. It's covered with these kairis and the eagle. When can you derive benefit from it? In Shabbos, when it starts running out the oil. So that means in Shabbos, bein ha'shmoshis, it was unedible. You can't get to it. But Kelta Taisus Arosh speaks out, Stamazai, if you are marasik, like we had over here, without toyanim, if you were marasik, zeisim v'anobim, you weren't toying anything, so you can eat it bein ha'shmoshis, you can eat it the way it is. So it's not called noilet. Your olive is here, it's not dripping, but it's not called noilet, you have a food here. Here, since it is completely covered with the skyris and the eagle, so bein ha'shmoshis habach golnish. In Shabbos, something starts dripping out from under the zeisim, and now you have, now it came into existence. So that is considered noilet. The machmas kairis v'igul sha'olav lehoye roi bein ha'shmoshis la'achila. It wasn't roi la'achila. Av al gav damenas kein hinichoi. So Taisa says, why is that called noilet? Noilet is something that came into existence in Shabbos, and I wasn't aware that I would be able to use it Shabbos, so that's called noilet. But here, the somach al zeh she'yosef kol ha'shabbos, he knew before Shabbos that Shemin is going to run out of the Zeisim. So Taisa says that doesn't help. Given the aim mashkin ba'olam, since bein ha'shmoshis the mashkin weren't in the world, ha'ismichi lav midu. So what he was saimach that they will come into existence Shemin, that's nothing. Vav neilad gom. So Taisa says, what happens, we learned, a person puts up a raw cholent. So before Shabbos, it's raw, it's not edible. In Shabbos, you'll eat it. So say also that it's noilet. Before Shabbos, you have the hard beans and raw meat and everything, and then in Shabbos, it becomes a machel. Avel gav de bein ha'shmoshis loichosi lachil. The hosam kivin da boso ba'oilo mahani. But the meat is here, and the meat will get better. Here pshat is, in this matzah, nothing is here. It's completely torn with kairis. So mamela, nothing is here. So then smicha doesn't help. Damanas came in nicha, so the meat is boilam, even though it's not edible, but I know that eventually it would be edible, so it's not called mukze. V'chein mayones hanoivais kva hein boilam. There are certain mayones that now they're not here, they're underneath the ground, but they'll come here in Shabbos, but they're here already. So mamela kvahim ba'olam. But here it's considered, since it's tachas, kairis, ve'igol, it's not here. The chain tzoyas cotton, the Gemara says later, the tzoyas cotton they gave to Klovin. So why isn't this called noilet? Shoye kvar b'meyo, this is also b'meyo, mahani bem smiche. And it seems this is worse than Tzoyas Kotten B'meiv. It's very difficult to understand. What is the difference? About Kapanim as Isaac Taisus. So it could be Taisus means to say because the Tzoyah was already B'meiv. Here Pshat is, the Shemen wasn't here yet, and what was here was one couldn't get to it. Leido mile zeisim vanovim sheriska me boy joim. Tchayna shum va boy se sheriska me biyam. Da hasim chosim beyam lachile. Aber hoch et loy khoz bey nas mash es lachil va mashke in bey lo mare noy lut gam va so the mashke never was here and what was here was you couldn't get to it so a mailer so this is called for also the rap so according to rap that holds muktzet us bim tayme pek bezel kamon the omar rap ochel tamri ve shode kashyoso lechiyus there's a shaila if a person eats dates, if the pits of the dates are neulot, the mukze, what is the shaila? That means kolzman, the in the dates, it has a shame machel. It's not oimet for behemoth. After you eat the dates, so then it becomes a machel behemoth. Domar, the Gemara says, Rav ochel tamri, Rav eit morim, vishode kashyosa lechiyusa, in the pits he threw to behemoth to eat. And the Gemara is telling a shaila, the Gemara is a whole pilpul about these pits of the muktzeh, if they're not muktzeh. So there's two types of dates. There's parsiyoso and armiyoso. Parsiyoso means it's a ripe date, the ripe date, and if you eat the fruit, the pit is as clean as a whistle. So it's really muktzeh. Armiyoso is, it's not such a ripe date. So the pit has some of the date attached to it. So then it's not muktzeh because there's still some of the peri attached to the pit. So the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says as follows. Rav ochel tamri, rav eit tamri, vishode kashiyosa lechiyusa. And the pits he threw away to the chayes. My lav, the parsiyosa, that's speaking about tamri the parsiyosa, that means these were clean pits, And so the whole of a like kibla, he wasn't mekabel the halacha that it's called muktzah. He held it's not muktzah. Moses says loy bal miyos. No, he held it is muktzah the kibla. So the gemara pilpul if Rav held the pits are muktzah, the Rav held the pits are not muktzah. V'hash the heichy abel motzul amein mit the havi parsi yosa. How could the gemara ever say that Rav was matter the parsi yosa? The Rav also noyle tocha. So Tosfos held that these pits are also noilat. So Meisha Mutzitzich, what's the Zustel? Aber Kaponim, Geshloim Adachi Perushe, that's like a my lab apasa yosa v'loi kibli, all that's not mukze, mishum lechshiva le'rav noilat, given the mikore garen v'hash the garen. Aber hoche shemen abolua b'zeisim, kol zman shelo yotza le'have mashke, v'zeva noilat gomor. So Mamel Tatasis says that was the pilpul in the Gemara. The havamin of the Gemara was that could be it's better than shemen. Shemen, there was no shemen ba'ilom. Whatever was ba'ilom, we couldn't get to it. So Mamel shemen is called noilom. A garen could be, is not muktzah. And the Gemara says, no, a garen is also muktzah. A garen is taken noilom, dum yid the shemen.